Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR's Weekend Edition. I'm Sharon Brody. Traffic on the Mass Pike near the Commonwealth Avenue Bridge has new restrictions in place as crews work to dismantle the section of bridge over the eastbound lanes of the pike. These are just the latest changes made to allow workers to spend the next 2.5 weeks replacing half of the aging bridge. Acting Highway Administrator Jonathan Gulliver joins us for an update on the demolition and the impact on commuters. Administrator, thank you for spending some time with us.
Sure. Thank you for having me on.
For starters, please remind us about the lane restrictions in place on the Mass Pike this weekend.
Sure. So last night, starting around midnight, we put in the most serious lane restrictions that you're going to see throughout this project. And those lane restrictions are 3 lanes total. What we did was we pushed all of the traffic on the turnpike into one side. So now if you're entering the city and you're coming through this area from basically Alston Brighton through the Crewe Tunnel, you're going to be traveling on the westbound side of the turnpike. So there's a 3-lane cross-section that's in place right now. That's 2 lanes out of the city, 1 lane in. That will remain into place into Monday morning's commute. At Monday morning's commute, what you'll get back to is we're going to open it up a little bit, but not a lot. You'll have 2 lanes into the city and 2 lanes out. So that's a really restrictive pattern, and we realize that it's going to cause some congestion. So that's why we've been telling people for weeks now that they should really plan ahead, ideally take a vacation, but if you have to come into the city, start looking at what other modes of transportation are available to you, and look at if there's any other options to change your commute around, whether it be coming in later, maybe working from home, or coming in a different route. We're really recommending people stay as far away from this area as possible, however.
Right, because of course the Mass Pike is not the only route affected. Listeners should take note, the BU Bridge is closed to traffic. Comm Ave from Kenmore Square to Packard's Corner is shut down in both directions to traffic. Shuttle buses are replacing Green Line trains that run on Comm Ave. So what is the story for people going to the Red Sox game at Fenway Park tonight?
So we have been advertising for weeks now, and we've been telling people who are planning on coming in that they should really plan their trip early. The commuter rail is still an option for them, and they can be picked up and brought back with a shuttle service from Yawkey Station. So that still is an option available to them. However, again, you need to come in early in order to make sure that you get there on time. It's a great day to come in and enjoy the city, come in a couple hours early, have some lunch or dinner, what have you, look at some sights, and then make sure you're in your seat when you need to be when the game starts.
Acting Highway Administrator Jonathan Gulliver, thanks for joining us.
All right, thank you.
For information on the project and detours, just visit WBUR.org. This is 90.9 WBUR.